The specter of raising the federal gasoline tax is gaining ground in the Republican-controlled Senate. Tennessee's Bob Corker is proposing a 12-cent per gallon increase to help pay for infrastructure improvements. Finding the funds to pay for road repairs is a struggle in many states. In Wisconsin, the state's transportation department is looking for ways to raise $750 million. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Milwaukee Public Radio, Susan Bentz reports on one element of the state's plan that's creating a stir. Owners of electric and hybrid cars would have to start paying a fee.
So right now it's plugged in, and we're topping it off with a charge. So
Chris and Ellie Eichmann's electric car gleams, even on this overcast day, in the backyard of the modest home they share with their nine-month-old daughter. They did tons of research before deciding to purchase a Nissan Leaf in 2012. It was the first sold in Wisconsin. It's just one of the Eichmann's sustainable investments. 12 solar panels span the garage roof. Their second car is a Prius. If Wisconsin's governor and legislature give the transportation budget a thumbs up, the Eichmanns would pay an annual transportation fee, $50 for the Prius, another $50 for the Leaf. Chris Eichmann says paying a fee for his electric vehicle is reasonable.
I mean, I'm not buying gas, so I'm not really paying for any, I'm not supporting the roads through the standard gas tax, so I think it makes sense.
But being hit with a fee for his hybrid grinds him the wrong way because he already pays a gas tax every time he fills up.
A flat fee really doesn't take into account that this car, we chose these cars because they're energy efficient and we purposely don't drive as much.
Ellie Eichmann calls these troubling times for families trying to live sustainably.
And I don't think it's unreasonable to be a little unhappy about the current state of affairs.
So the hybrid owner asks me, well, I drive a hybrid car. You're taking away all my incentive to do a good thing. No, we're not. We're not.
That's Mark Gottlieb. He heads Wisconsin's transportation department, and here is defending his proposed tax on hybrids at a Chamber of Commerce gathering in Milwaukee.
Alternative fuel vehicles, great for our environment, great for the pocketbook of the people that own them and so forth. But again, we have a user fee-based system of transportation, and it is largely focused on this fuel tax. And it is not fair, it is inequitable for some people to not to escape that. Because again, you're putting the same demand on our system that everybody else is.
David Hunt with Clean Wisconsin is among a chorus of environmental groups calling a hybrid fee a precedent setter in the wrong direction.
The right direction would be looking at ideas that could potentially take more cars off the road and remove fuel consumption as a source of revenue.
If Wisconsin takes the hybrid fee path, it won't be the first state to do so. Hunt says Nebraska has already signed on, along with
North Carolina, Colorado, and Washington. The state of Virginia actually had one briefly and repealed it. And part of what happened there is you had a very large public uprising about the unfairness of the of taxing hybrid owners as opposed differently than other people who are out on the road.
John Gard didn't spearhead the electric and hybrid fee idea, but supports it. He heads a growing coalition that includes road builders and labor. The state, towns, and counties associations recently came on board. Gard says coalition members want to help cultivate long-term revenue streams to maintain Wisconsin's roads and bridges.
Anybody who has a vehicle on the road, whether it's a motorcycle, car, truck, has some obligation, in our opinion, to help fund that. If you're getting a $50 fee for a hybrid vehicle, you're still getting a bargain in the state compared for the road and infrastructure system we have.
Now, when you were talking to Chris, has there been any upswell or any discussion of organizing some kind of effort?
There can't be anybody more into the hybrid movement than Bradley Fons. He co-founded the 1,500-member Milwaukee Hybrid Owners Club. It's the largest in the country, but even still, Fons says he doesn't have the resources to take on Wisconsin's proposed fee on hybrid cars, which he calls senseless.
We're all part of the problem with regards to our environment. What we've done to it, what we will do to it. My son is 26 years old, and what we're leaving younger people now is worse than what our parents gave to us. So I have a personal investment in trying to do something.
Governor Scott Walker is expected to submit his budget to the state legislature in the coming weeks, and if the hybrid fee is folded into the final plan, Wisconsin will buck the trend of 37 states that offer incentives to go hybrid. For Here and Now, I'm Susan Bentz in Milwaukee.